There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Is it weird to say that that was one of my favorite games of the year on Saturday?
No, not at all.
Was not really expecting to lock in on that game.
To lock Ridge on that game.
And then the next thing you know, I found myself yelling and screaming at the TV. Because again, if you like chaos, that was chaotic. The Arizona Diamondbacks desperately needed to win that game. And I saw so many people and heard national media talking about the Padres not putting their best foot forward. Our beloved Kurt Bavacqua, out there on his Instagram crying that we're not playing our best lineup on Saturday. I said, KB, I dropped the hammer on him on Instagram. If you're listening, KB, I love you, man. I do.
Did you
play with Babe Ruth, as my son asked you? Because that take was a played with Babe Ruth take that you had on Saturday.
I thought Mike Schilt did a really nice job. You can only, as I said, you can only give four guys the day off.
Yeah.
You only have four backups. So on Saturday, you got Tatis out of the game. Arraez got a day off. Merrill finally got a day off. Profar got a DH day. And then he switched it up the next day. And, you know, Manny got a day off.
Yeah, of course.
Bogarts, they just switched him around. And you were able to get pretty much every starter one of the two games off, which is all you could do.
By the way, this is standard operating procedure for a team that has clinched and really has nothing to play for. To give guys rest, especially, and think about Saturday, and this is what I told KB. I said, Jackson Merrill's played 156 games or something as a rookie. Fernando Tatis Jr. has a stress reaction that he's still playing through. Luis Arraez has a torn ligament in his thumb that will require surgery in the offseason, more than likely. And who was the other, the fourth? Jake Cronenworth, right?
Jake got a day off finally.
Against Erod, the lefty. So, like, just it absolutely makes 100% sense. And, by the way, you've earned that. You earned that with the way that you played, the wins. I don't really care about the fate of other teams. I really don't. It's not like they went out and they're like, hey, Joe, go get some innings at second. It's not adult league. You know, hey, let's get, I'm going to start Higgy and Wright, you know. Manny Machado was still in the lineup. Xander Bogarts was still in the lineup. And, you know, at the end of the day, like, I don't care about the fate of the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Well, no one can complain because the Padres went out and won that game on Saturday.
Randy Vasquez went out and just shoved against the Diamondbacks. So, again, before we start talking about putting our best foot forward, maybe we see how the game plays out. And the Padres dominated that game, and it was badass.
There was, in addition to Randy Vasquez, 6 innings, 1 hit, 4 strikeouts, just terrific. A nice little cherry on top. He won't be a part of the playoff roster because they sent him back down on Sunday. He's not eligible to come back for 15 days. So at the very earliest Randy could come back would be probably the LCS or the World Series. Fine. You know, he did his job.
And boy, did he.
Thank you to Randy Vasquez. But what was great about that game as well is that you had a few players who had been scuffling offensively in the month of September who broke out. Kyle Higashioka hadn't hit a home run in like a month, and he got that two-run shot to break the scoreless tie in the top of the ninth.
Buddy, he has had some really, really nice swings lately. Some really
nice swings. I think so,
too. He is barreling the ball.
Which is good timing.
100%.
Brandon Lockridge then followed with his first Major League home run.
How special was that moment,
in his first start, and just the excitement from his teammates. Something we've seen all season long. A team that roots for their all of their guys,
yep,
and genuinely gets excited for the accomplishments of their teammates. And you saw that on Brandon Lockridge's home run, how everyone poured out of the dugout to congratulate him. And how about Donovan Solano, who quietly has been slumping as well, 4 for 5 and the 2-run home run to cap the 5-run ninth inning.
Huge.
Getting Donovan going in time for the playoffs, hopefully, is also a very big thing for the Padres. So that Saturday game actually accomplished quite a bit, considering it really was just the rest game for the Padres. Well, for the rest game, that was a really, really nice game, and it's why I would say you're okay saying it was one of your favorite games of the season.
I loved it. It was just fantastic. Again, I was fully planning on just kind of having it on in the background, doing stuff with the kids, and then the game started, and you watch Vasquez go out there, and he's just tearing these guys up, knowing full well they've got to win that game, man. They have to win that game. So, Torey Lovullo, yeah, I thought he handled himself pretty well through all of this. I really like Torey a lot. I think he's a great manager. But, yeah, man, the national media, you know, again, talking about not putting their best foot forward, not starting their guys, even some of our local guys here. It's baseball, man. Weird stuff happens. And our guys went out and handled business and really kind of knocked them out with that. That was kind of a knockout punch. And they're still on life support right now, Ben, but they need a lot of stuff to go their way.
Padres did get some bad news over the weekend as well. I'll share that. First, we need a contestant for Take on Woods. If you want to call and play our game this morning, 833-288-0973. Still setting up a monthly prize. So we got a daily prize. You win instantly if you can beat or tie Woods. We got a pair of tickets to see Cake this Saturday, the very first concert at the brand new Front Wave Arena.
Oh, nice.
Up in Oceanside. But you got to take on Woods for your chance to win. 833-288-0973. Call in 833-288-0973. Yeah, I felt really bummed when I heard, I think it was on Friday, that Ha Sung Kim is not going to be able to return. He's going to get surgery on a torn labrum.
Ha Sung Kim
out for the playoffs. And not going to be a part of this this run for the Padres.
You almost got me. You almost got me. I had a mouthful of water.
Hossam King.
Hossam
King. Which, of course, means it's very possible that Hossam Kim has played his final game in a Padres uniform. And it was a really good 4 seasons. You know, obviously, he came over from Korea, was a little overmatched, you know, by the fastballs, especially from major league hitters, first season adapting culturally. But then he just continued to get better and better. Last year was pinnacle, you know, Ha Sung Kim, where he was, you know, an MVP, at least an MVP down ballot vote getter with the kind of season he put together defensively. This year, obviously not his best season, and then had to deal with the injuries at the end. But overall, for the investment that the Padres made in Ha Sung Kim, you know, scouting, bringing him over, a very successful 4-year contract for the shortstop.
Yeah, obviously a huge fan favorite, a huge clubhouse favorite. Everybody in there loves him. But, you know, this isn't going to come out right, but you know what I'm saying? Like, at least now you know. Wouldn't you just rather know?
I know what you're saying.
Instead,
yeah,
of, like, he may be back for this, and what do we do with him? What do we do with him? Like, now you know, and you can just put your head down, and you can plow forward.
Especially with Xander being Xander, and I don't intend this as a shot, but he seems to like to have a defined role. And
with no one breathing down
now
his neck.
It's defined. You're the shortstop for the postseason. You don't have to think about switching back to second or any position change. Xander Bogaerts is your shortstop the rest of the playoffs, and you can worry about next season with what you're going to do at that position. But yeah, I don't think it's a good thing that Ha-Sung Kim is not coming back, but that's your silver lining in terms of
settling everything and knowing how
it's going to play out going forward.
Yeah, there's a bunch of teams with guys that are maybe on the cusp, right, of coming back and have sustained some late season injuries. For those teams, you're like, well, we're in kind of wait and see mode. The Padres are not in wait and see mode. They shut it down Friday. He's going to get the surgery, and now we know we may have seen the last of our Korean prince. But I love Ha-Sung Kim. I think he's a great, great dude. I will miss him if he goes, and I'll be happy if he stays.
Now, had this been a few months ago, I think it would have been a foregone conclusion that Ha-Sung Kim would elect free agency. With the injury and the uncertainty of rehab in the offseason, there is a scenario. The Padres and Ha-Sung Kim have a mutual $8 million option for next year. Those mutual options rarely work out, because usually one side or the other. Like, the player plays well, he declines it, he wants to hit free agency. Player doesn't play well, team declines it. Yeah, we don't want to pay you again. It's right in that kind
of... How does this work, though?
It's kind of right in that interesting spot where the Padres, for a fairly reasonable one-year salary... They know what they've got. Everybody likes him. He's got, he can play multiple positions up the middle. There's some value there to bring Ha-Sung Kim back. And for Ha-Sung Kim, you could at least think about wanting to have a healthy season, rebuild your value going into free agency, where you might be able to cash in more after 2025. I think it's still kind of a long shot that's how it plays out, but it's not out. It's not a crazy scenario to at least talk about that they could come to a decision that both sides want to just run it back one more year.
I don't think it'll happen. And JH619 in the chat makes a good point. I mean, shortstops are such a premium position. He could roll out of bed tomorrow and probably get $15 million from someone. There's a team north of the team up north that could probably use a shortstop, though they have a good young prospect in Anderson. So I think, we'll see what happens. But
it's a huge risk, too, though.
I'm sorry, I don't care right now.
This is a guy that might have peaked in his value in 2023.
We'll have plenty of time to discuss this, November, December, and January.
I don't care.
We don't need to worry about it right now. Just bringing it up.
I'm sorry, and I'm sorry to those of you that DM'd me over the weekend wanting to talk about the roster construction in 2025. You might as well be asking me to talk about the state of country music in 2024. Don't ask me. I don't care right now. I just want to win tomorrow.
I'm not going to. So quit asking.
We will talk about the roster construction for tomorrow. Ooh. The 26-man for the wild card series.
That gets me excited.
We'll do that coming up. Right now, though, let's get to our game of Take on Woods.
It's time for Take on Woods.
Take on Woods.
All right, Take on Woods brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. It only takes 15 minutes. You don't have to get out of your car. For directions and discounts, go to SoCalOilChange.com. That's SoCalOilChange.com. And let's have DJ spinning our tunes today. Good morning, DJ. How are you?
Good. Yourself?
All right, good. All right, so you got a special one-day-only prize. If you can beat or tie Woods, got a pair of tickets for Cake this Saturday, the first-ever concert at the brand-new Front Wave Arena up in Oceanside. 5 questions, musical trivia. You go first. Woods goes second. We will give you the category choices as well to give you a little advantage. Here is what we've got. This End Up, those are song titles that all end in the word up. It's an all 2 second song category. We've got Family Trip. Those are 5 songs and artists that have something to do with taking a trip. And our new category, Say What, 5 song titles that begin with the word what. So This End Up, Family Trip, or Say What? DJ, what would you like to play?
Let's go with This End Up.
This End Up. All right, Pauly, open up all your music files, because we've got an all 2 second song category today. That means to score your points, you're going to need to identify the song titles and the artist. They're all 2-part questions, 1 point available for each. We will play a little bit of music. You can think about it. If you don't know it, say pass. We can come back if there's time left at the 60 seconds. And again, don't forget the category. This end up, all song titles end in the word up. And again, both the song title and the artist. DJ, you understand?
Yeah.
All right. Paulie, you got all of our songs queued
I'm
up.
Ready.
He is ready to go. All right, let's put 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins when Paul plays the first song. Good luck, DJ. Let's take on Woods. That is correct. Song number two.
Never Gonna Give You Up, Ashley.
Correct. Song number three.
Pass.
Song number four.
Pass.
Song number five.
When if I do is I'm a life is still.
Pass. All right, let's go back to song number three.
Pass.
All right, song number four again.
No idea.
Nothing's
pass.
Coming to you. One more time on five.
25 years and my life is still.
Time's running out here.
Don't know.
All right, looks like a two. For DJ today.
I don't know that that's going to be enough.
I don't know. Yeah, you got Start Me Up by the Rolling Stones and Never Gonna Give You Up by Rick Astley.
Facts.
And then we hit the wall.
I'm calling my shot.
Song number three was Shake It Up by the Cars. Number four was Tighten Up by the Black Keys. And number five was What's Up by Four Non-Blondes.
I'm calling
right,
that Woods, five for five.
Woods is probably going to get these. We'll see. DJ, hang on the line, though. You never know. All right, Woods, you don't get the category, but I will let you know. It's an all 2 second song.
Okay.
Category today. So right, song titles and artists. 60 seconds back on the clock. Your time begins when Paul plays our music. Good luck, Woods. Let's take on DJ.
Start Me Up, Rolling Stones.
Correct. Song number two.
Never Gonna Give You Up by Rick Astley.
Correct. Song number three.
Shake It Up by the Cars.
Correct. Song number four.
Cage the Elephant. No, sorry. It's Black Keys. Lighten Up. Tighten Up. Tighten Up by the Black Keys.
Tighten Up.
Tighten
yes.
Up.
Song number five.
What's Up by Four Non-Blondes.
All right, we'll give you full credit for four. Yeah. It's good enough for a 4-2 win.
I worked
win.
It out.
You did work it out. You got all five of them eventually.
Just shouting
Tighten
out random
Tighten Up by the Black
bands.
Keys was the only one that gave you just a little bit of trouble there. Yeah, the category was up. This End Up. Okay. All song titles ending in the word up. DJ, thank you for playing. Unfortunately, it's no go for you today.
I love Lighten Up by Cage the Elephant.
Damn it. Some bangers
it.
In there.
That's
I don't
real
think I don't think people understand how difficult it is once the actual when you call in, when you're just listening in your car, it's actually a lot easier, but when you in and play, when Woods has to do it without the category, it's not an easy game here. This is one of the tougher radio games you're going to ever play against one of the tougher competitors in Woods. The fact that anyone wins is sometimes blows my mind, and I think anyone who calls in and has the courage to give it a try,
congrats,
I absolutely salute you. And DJ, I salute you for giving it the try today.
I didn't get the wrong artist on the last one, Eric said.
Four Non-Blondes.
Four Non-Blondes, yeah.
What's Up?
Man, they played that song to death, didn't they?
They did.
Whew! It's a jam.
Good song.
It's a jam. There's no doubt. All those are jams, actually. Every single one of those.
That's why I made it an all 2 second song
category. Yeah, it's great because it's been hard to.
I always, because I have to come up with so many related song titles for these. But every once in a while, I look at all five and I go, you know what?
Let's play
them. These are all very recognizable, good songs. Let's play them all. And then Paulie has to do extra work to put it all together, which I appreciate.
Eric says it's three Non-Blondes. It's not. It's actually four Non-Blondes, buddy. I'm telling you. This
Did one of them turn into a blonde, and it's like three Non-Blondes and a blonde?
The name of the singer for Four Non-Blondes is Linda something. Linda.
Her name is
Perry.
Linda Perry.
Linda Perry. I was going to say Linda Hamilton, but that's not
it. She's in Terminator.
Right.
Yes.
There you go.
All right. We'll move on to Don't Do This coming up next. We may be able to give away those cake tickets later in the show.
Yeah, we'll have to.
All right. We'll figure out another
DJ's
way.
DJ's loss is somebody else's
somebody
gain.
Somebody else's gain a little bit later in
I
the
like
show.
That.
Don't Do This is coming up next. I'm going to. I'm going to throw a don't do this out for ESPN and the news I saw this weekend involving Jeff Passan. It makes no sense.
I couldn't agree more.
I'm sick to my stomach.
It makes
about
no
that.
Sense to me, and
sure
I don't
does.
Want it to happen.
Sure
so
does.
We'll
it
talk.
Makes sense.
We'll talk about that coming up next after traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
Oh, I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
It's just the nature of this segment that most don't do this entries come after the fact. Someone's already made the mistake, and we're pointing it out. Today, though, on Don't Do This, I'm actually begging, don't do this, ESPN, please don't do this. After a story came out over the weekend from Andrew Marchand, Sports Business Journal, that Jeff Passan is being considered as a top candidate by ESPN to replace Woj, Adrian Wojnarowski, the retired NBA insider, and just move over sports from baseball to basketball.
I'd hate it, man.
Now, I know you'd just miss Passan. I would still get some Passan as I follow the NBA as well, more than you do. What I don't understand, well, I understand why Jeff would do it. Apparently, he's making about $1 million. Woj was making about $7 million a year and turned down like even more than that to stay. So
turned down like a pretty ridiculous
like
amount.
$20 million,
yes,
I heard? Crazy.
That's insane. What are we doing?
What what I don't understand, and to me this cheapens the whole notion of an insider.
Yes.
Jeff Passan has covered baseball his entire career. His contacts in his phone must be insane. I would just love to scroll through it and just see
I promise
the names of the executives, the managers,
the
players.
I won't look at any numbers. I just want to see who you got in
there. I bet, though, there probably aren't a ton of NBA insiders in there.
I mean, you never know,
and
though,
now,
man.
ESPN absolutely could set him up. All right, here's Woj's contact list. Go. But doesn't that cheapen the whole idea? Don't you become an insider by building those relationships and contacts over the years? It's not something that you can just be assigned by ESPN. No, he's our lead guy. So if you're breaking news now, you just have to give it to him. You didn't put in all the work years to get there.
I will say, though, he did put in all the work, just in a different sport. Now, again, that comes with a reputation. He has a reputation as being someone that is the best in the business.
Right.
So if you're going to do it, then who's a better candidate than Jeff Passan? And I think
Shams Charania from The Athletic, go poach him because
that's true.
1A and 1B with Woj.
That's true.
And you're like, well, just like you said, with everything about Passan is also true about Wojnarowski. He's been covering the NBA for 30 years, building
these relationships,
those connections. And then you're like, and then some guy can just move in from another sport and do your job.
I mean, I get
that cheapens everybody's job, I think.
I get why Passan would want to do it because, well, $7 million is a lot better than $1 million. And it makes sense. I mean, that's a lot of dough.
I would guess Adam Schefter makes more than both of them.
Can
he just go and do hockey next year?
By the way, guys, 162-82. You know what I mean? Like, is it a quality of life thing? Because covering baseball full time is normal.
It also calls into question ESPN's commitment to baseball coverage.
Oh, 100%.
If they take Jeff Passan off of it.
Give it to my man Jesse Rogers, dude. Make him the heir apparent.
Now, with Woj out of the game, it was Shams who had the big breaking story over the weekend, the trade of Karl Anthony Towns from the Timberwolves to the Knicks for Julius Randle and Dante DiVincenzo, which Woods was just blowing my phone up about.
I couldn't believe it when it
all
happened.
All weekend long.
Cat on the move, Julius Randle. I would like to hear your take on that. We're out of time now, but bank that for later.
All right, we'll hold on to that.
Yeah, because I do want to hear your take on it. I saw. You know, obviously the gamut was run. People were upset. I saw Knicks fans were very upset. But yeah, we'll see what happens. No, I want to talk about Jerry Reinsdorf and Chicago White Sox. Benny finished the season 41-121. You kind of do have to tip your hat to them the way they played down the stretch. Padres, as you mentioned, were the only team to beat them in a series in their last four or five.
Four, I think.
And he wrote a letter to the fans, the old letter to the fans. As the leader of this organization, our on-field performance was a failure. As the leader, that is my ultimate responsibility. There are no excuses. We are embracing new ideas and outside perspectives. We're going to do everything we can to fix this for 2025. Now, they had a last year as well. Hired Chris Getz in 2023. He said, changes are going to be quick. We're going to see the results. We want to see the results. We want to see at the major league level. Essentially, though, he says, words are easy. I understand we need to show our progress through action. I commit to you that everyone associated with the White Sox is focused on returning this organization to the level of success we all expect and desire. But did he not know that his GM just went on the local radio and said, yeah, we're not really going to be super active in free agency? It didn't give anybody a lot of hope. And then the owner's coming out saying, no, we're gonna fix it. Isn't that just something you say?
It's lip service.
Yeah,
it's lip service. To fans. I mean, you could offer, hey, season ticket holders, for sticking with us, we're going to give you half off next year if you want to come back. I didn't hear any of those offers coming from Jerry Reinsdorf when he talked about self-accountability for the White Sox horrific season.
How happy are they, though, that this season? They're like, man, I am shutting the mother down. I'm not going to touch a bat or a glove or a ball. I'm not even going to think about baseball for 3 months.
Maybe that's the problem.
Maybe that's the problem.
All right, finally, do this.
DD mega do.
And a nice moment. So the Boston Red Sox were eliminated from playoff contention a couple of days ago. Went into the final game of the season, 80-81. Did pull out the win, I think, over the Rays 3-1 yesterday. But it was the final game in front of the microphone, behind the microphone, for Joe Castiglione, long time play-by-play announcer, over 40 years with the Red Sox. And here's how he signed off for the last time.
We talked a little while ago about my great partner, Ken Coleman, who brought me to Boston in 1983. And I would like to close, as we've done every season since Ken retired after the 1989 season, with the way he would close every season, reading from the great words of the former commissioner of baseball, president of Yale University, and longtime family friend in New Haven, Connecticut, A. Bartlett Giamatti, who wrote from the green fields of the mind about the game of baseball. It breaks your heart. It is designed to break your heart. The game begins in the spring when everything else begins again. And it blossoms in the summer, filling the afternoons and evenings. And then as soon as the chill rains come, it stops. And it leaves you to face the fall alone. You count on it. Rely on it to buffer the passage of time, to keep the memory of sunshine and high skies alive. And just when you need it most, it stops and summer is gone. Another season is gone. My 42 years here have gone so quickly. But now it's time to say goodbye to Red Sox Nation, at least on a regular basis, and to pass the baton to my good friend, Will Fleming.
Joe Castiglione, 42 years behind the microphone.
42.
Now, maybe his retirement will last as long as John Sterling's did, who is back behind the microphone for the Yankees. I don't know when that happened, but I was hearing John Sterling calls over the weekend. What happened to the big TV he got and everything?
Oh, like, yeah, they gave him a big TV.
Yeah, they gave him the big TV. Hey, retired early in the season.
Beat it, buddy.
He's back. He couldn't stay away. So congratulations to Joe Castiglione. 42 years.
And another dude do this. How about this for Jason Benetti, man? Getting the opportunity.
Oh, that was so cool.
Just incredible. Cut loose from the White Sox. Thank God. It goes to the Tigers. And now, look at him in the postseason. He's a great, great dude and a great, great voice in baseball. It's just an incredible, incredible glow up for him, leaving that organization for the Detroit Tigers, who are going to be playing in the playoffs. How cool is that?
And that is Don't and Do This for a Monday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
And speaking of that, we've got all your playoff wild card matchups that we know about, at least. We can talk about those. And if you missed it, let you know where you can see Ben and Woods tomorrow morning on the morning of the playoff game. We'll be broadcasting live. We'll share all those details.
I'm buying beers, by the way.
Coming up next.
Let's go.
Woods is buying beers.
Know, beers on me.
Let's go. San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Now you guys got my mouth watering again. Paulie just showed me the picture from Baja Ricks. Benny's pulling up the name of it. We'll be there tomorrow, right? 6 a.m.? Going to be 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Baja Ricks, downtown, right by the stadium. It's where we did our opening day broadcast. It was so much fun. So many Tier 1s showed up. I mentioned, I'll buy beers, shots, whatever, as a nice thank you to you guys for all the support that you've given this program, not only this year, but every year. And really, you guys have helped us not have to get real jobs. So it's the least I can do. Would love to buy a round for everyone. Come on out tomorrow to Baja Ricks, 6 a.m., and we'll be out there. Probably be a little chilly at first. We'll be fine, though. And we will warm ourselves with the giant bucket of fish and meat and corn. What is it, Ben? What is it called?
I'm trying to look at the menu and see what it's called.
I hope it's still there.
They have their seafood platters, but I feel like it was like their Baja, their bucket.
There was something.
They had like one. I saw the platter menu section has like four different platters. There was one that stood amongst
bucket.
Them.
Oh, yeah. The big one. The one with the lobster.
It's unbelievable.
Everything. Yeah, it was absolutely great.
They got fried ice cream there that is like the best thing
I've
ever
had.
I've
never had ice cream before. It was so good.
Yes, Eric wants to know, are we bringing merch tomorrow? Yes, yes.
We'll bring some T-shirts.
T-shirts, some stickers.
97.3 promo squad will be there.
They said it's the golden sombrero bucket. Does that sound right?
Might be.
It might be.
That does sound right.
But you don't see it on the menu.
I don't see it specifically right now. I'm on the website, and I'm not seeing the specific. Oh, the big Baja bucket for two. Here it is.
I don't know that that's it.
I don't know. It's four seasoned lobster tails.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Baja-style shrimp, skirt steak, grilled
that's
chicken,
it.
Corn
yeah.
on the cob.
Delicious.
Ranchero beans, citrus lime rice, warm flour tortillas, honey chili butter, plus two Caesar salads, and a fried ice cream to share.
That's
that
the one.
The
yeah.
one.
I cannot wait. We're going to all get it in us.
The big Baja bucket for two.
Cannot wait. Tomorrow morning,
we made
6
it to 3 because we're moderate people like that.
Right,
we share
right,
one among the three of us, but it's technically
it was still a lot.
Only
it was
for
a
two.
A lot of food.
Yeah, all shows can be broadcasting live. So anytime you're downtown, it's right across from the convention center, other side of the train tracks by the trolley stop in the gas lamp. You can find Baja Rick's Cantina.
It's like up against the Omni on the third yeah. side of Petco.
So like
Park.
Within a block of the entrance of Petco Park, yep. it is as close as you're probably going to get. If you're on your way to the game, if you're working downtown in the morning, we're going to be there all day long broadcasting live 6 a.m. until Sammy's pregame show, which is going to be 4:38 tomorrow with a 5:38 first pitch. Starting pitching matchups yet to be announced. For the opposition, really hard to announce as we don't even know who that is. Mike Schilt played coy. He said he'll announce it today. There is a workout this afternoon.
Tell you later, cuz.
And the starting pitcher is scheduled to do a news conference.
Well, what about it, Ben?
I would bet dollars to donuts that it's Dylan Cease. But it could be Michael King. It wouldn't be the biggest shock in the world if whatever the metrics they said based on the matchup, and they decided Michael King might be a better matchup.
Who's on track? What does it track out to?
Well, Michael King was supposed to pitch yesterday.
And didn't.
Right. So he's certainly fresh and ready to go. But it's Dylan Cease's, otherwise, his turn in the rotation. He was set up to do this by pitching, last Wednesday?
Yep, okay.
So
I don't care either way.
I would certainly think it's one of those two. And then you've got Joe Musgrove in reserve. And we'll talk about the roster composition and whether, does that mean Yu Darvish will pitch out of the bullpen or will it be King out of the bullpen in this first series? I guess we'll find out from Mike Schilt maybe later today.
Yeah. So. Anybody else just sick to their stomach, nauseous yet? Has the nausea kicked in?
Yeah. Not yet for me.
No?
Okay. I mean, until you know who you're playing, it's hard to get that nauseous.
Not really. Not at all. Because you know if you lose two games, you're done.
And so. our special broadcast at Baja Rick's is presented by Santo Super Premium additive-free tequila. Santo, work hard, play loud. So if you were going to buy something for our listeners, maybe a little Santo Super Premium would be perfect for tomorrow's show.
Whatever's clever.
Because,
man.
You know, 6 a.m., if you start hard with the tequila, is a good way to be ready for game time at 5:38 p.m.
Yeah, probably a good move.
So that's the plan. All right, we got all the other matchups other than who the Padres are playing and who the Brewers are playing for the wild card series. We'll get into that right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. So just like we know, the Padres won't be facing the Diamondbacks. If the Diamondbacks get in, they're going to Milwaukee. The Brewers know they won't be facing the Braves. If the Braves get in, they're definitely coming to San Diego. The Mets could be going either place. They were just in Milwaukee. If they sweep the doubleheader today, they're going to San Diego. But if they split, they're going back to Milwaukee to face the Brewers again. So those are your potential NL matchups. The AL, though, is set, and it'll be the Tigers and the Astros in one wild card series.
I mean, think about the storyline there. A.J. Hinch, their former manager, going up against the team that, you know, cheated and banging on trash cans, and A.J. was, you know, much maligned.
He took the rap.
Took the rap, essentially. I mean, really one of the only people to take any sort of fall in that organization was A.J. Hinch, and had to sit out of baseball and goes back and takes a job with the lowly Tigers, and nobody really expected them to do anything, and here they are. And even I've softened on A.J. Hinch over the years. You can't do anything but tip your hat to him for the job well done.
So the Tigers ended their 9-season playoff drought, clinching a spot on Friday night with a 4-1 win over the White Sox. If you go back to August 11th, according to FanGraphs, after they had traded away Jack Flaherty and a couple other players at the deadline, the Tigers had a 0.2% chance to make the playoffs.
August 11th.
On August 11th.
0.2.
That means they had a 99.8% chance of not making the playoffs. What an incredible turnaround for the Tigers.
I knew it was bad. I had no idea it was that bad, Benny.
Yeah, they played really well. It also took a complete collapse by the Minnesota Twins, who finished, they were 12-25 at least through Friday when they were eliminated. And that loss also clinched the spot for the Kansas City Royals, who will play the Baltimore Orioles.
Good for them, too.
In their first round series. And
they're nasty, too, man.
Baltimore, Kansas City had 2 7-game losing streaks in September.
Yeah.
But stabilized enough to get in. Baltimore, one of the best teams for the first four and a half months, has not played that well over the last month and a half of the season. They've scuffled. So that's an interesting matchup. Whoever survives is going to be feeling really good and probably have some momentum, but both of those teams kind of staggered down the stretch. So that's the other series. The Tigers, meanwhile, they have Skubal starting that series against the Astros, the Triple Crown pitching winner in the American League, and probably the last person the Astros were hoping to have to face in their first playoff game in a best-of-three series. He pitches like he can pitch. Astros maybe down 1-0 and have to win two straight. Now they're at home, and they got plenty of depth on their pitching staff, so they absolutely can win that series. But I saw, you know, Jeff Passan picked Houston to get to the World Series. They got to get through the Tigers first, and they got to get through Skubal in that first game, possibly, if they even want to make it to the American League Division Series.
Yeah, it's good. It's a great story. I loved AJ Hinch's postgame speech as well in the locker room. I guess you guys wanted to be a playoff team, and you think about the makeup of that team and a lot of young guys. Spencer Torkelson was highly, highly regarded, scuffled a little bit getting in the big leagues. He ended up having a really good year. And I think they had a stat. Their record since Javi Baez went on the IL, Ben, was staggering. Like, since he was out of the lineup, their $25 million a year player, whatever he makes, it's a ton. As soon as he got out of the lineup, they started to roll. So it is, it's a huge, huge testament to AJ and the rest of those guys, man. They're a fun team to watch, and they don't know that they're not supposed to be there right now. And going to go up against a really, really worthy adversary in the Houston Astros as well.
While the Tigers were clinching on Friday night with their win, the Padres clinched home field advantage on Friday night with a 5-3 win over the Arizona Diamondbacks, coupled with the Mets losing to the Brewers in the first game of that series. And that was a nice one because the Padres, remember, got four runs in the first inning on Friday to just take the lead early. It was their first four-run inning since August 30th. Yeah. Of course, they had another one on the ninth inning on Saturday, so it's good to see some of those big innings come back. Yu Darvish was he was fine. You know, he gave up the leadoff home run to Corbin Carroll and then more, you know, trouble in the first inning with another run, but after that settled in and was able to get the win. And congratulations to Yu Darvish, who with that 5 1/3 innings, 3 hits, 3 earned runs, ties Hiroki Kuroda for most wins all time by a Japanese-born pitcher, U.S. and Japan combined. I believe 203 victories, so puts him at the top of the list. And Yu Darvish now, I mean, has pitched pretty well going into the playoffs now for the last, you know, 2-3 weeks since he's been back.
Yeah, no question. Corbin Carroll will do that. He'll ambush you from time to time, and good player. But you settled in, man. That's one thing that we've seen from our starters recently is the ability to settle in. You get a little nervous because it's the postseason and some team jumps out to a 2-0 lead. Normally you'd be sick to your stomach. Then that's it. Time to punt this game and worry about tomorrow. But not with the Padres. Their ability to come back. It was so nice though, Benny, to get that early lead. I mean, just to string something together and get four runs early. We needed them. You know, we needed them badly.
We talked about it last week, how it was kind of the light version of the playoffs, like playoff atmosphere without playoff consequences, yeah. Dodgers and Diamondbacks potentially, and how that was going to have this Padres team battle-tested and ready going into the wild card round. I think, just like you were saying about, you know, playoffs roll around, you give up a 2-run lead or something like that in the first inning, you start to sweat. This team has shown time and time again all season long, especially in the second half, they could be down 5-0.
Yeah,
it ain't over.
I
feel like as Padres fans, we have been battle tested.
Oh, big time.
To withstand, you know, a first inning rally,
yeah,
or something,
home run
like that.
Or something. Sure,
yeah, 100%.
Took a lot for Padres fans to no longer, you know, fall behind 2-0 and
game over. You don't see it much anymore.
You don't see it much anymore because, you know, they've earned that with their comebacks and with their grit, the grit squad.
Grit squad.
I thought, by the way, the most interesting part of Friday night's game probably was the ninth inning with Robert Suarez in there for the save opportunity in a 2-run game, an important game, trying to clinch home field advantage, and his pitch mix of like 50% changeups.
Indeed, buddy.
And sinkers.
Indeed.
And only about 20 to 30% four-seam fastballs. A very different mix from Robert Suarez. Did have a walk, but recorded the other three outs to get his 36th save. And just a little wrinkle now for Robert Suarez going into the postseason. And what did you think about Suarez and his new look on Friday night?
I loved it. And he's not a guy that I've ever been in here beating my chest and banging the table saying, he's got to go. He's going to get big leverage, high leverage innings for this team. It could come in the seventh, could come in the eighth, could come in the ninth like it did on Friday night. I have a lot of confidence in him, as everybody on that team does as well. And, you know, those last three are the hardest to get for a reason. That's why they pay guys an exorbitant amount of money to get them. And Robert got that done on Friday night. And again, I love it. I mean, I think people have been begging him to throw other pitches and mix it up a little bit. If a guy knows what's coming, it's certainly easier to hit, unless you're Mariano Rivera, who can just put it right on the hands. And hey, even he got beat. Even he lost a World Series.
I can see a lot of scenarios, though, where you would say, let's work on that, you know, don't fix it too much. Like, let's work on that in the off season,
right.
Spring training next year. Next year, we'd love to see you with more of a diverse repertoire.
Sure.
It wasn't working. Like, you had to make a switch.
You had to make
you
a little bit of a change.
Something up,
yeah,
for
and,
sure.
And you knew it right when he took the mound. I think the first pitch was like a change. I'd be like, oh, okay, here we go. And that immediately gets in somebody's head. I'm like, I was sitting dead red, and now he just whipped that thing in there. So you're off your game a little bit. I love it. The rope-a-dope, man. I said it.
And you could see after the game in his news conference, Mike Schilt was pleased. Pleased by the changes and adjustments that Robert Suarez made. He almost gave more, I think, away than he usually does, because it kind of makes me feel like he was kind of displeased with the, you know, reliance on the fastball,
sure.
And he was happy to see the change that was made. So that was Friday. That was the weekend that was. The Padres are headed to the postseason. We've got a couple more hours. Postseason Sammy is going to be with us in our 8 o'clock hour. Also, we have a shout-out to his family coming up here.
Yeah, and Paulie and I, we got some really bad news over the weekend.
Next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.